oldest and fatherless, Tom Bombadil. Within Tolkien's works, there is likely no character more enigmatic and mysterious than Tom Bombadil. Tom has confused and intrigued many readers for years as to his nature, and while this video will not be able to completely answer the question of who Tom Bombadil is, I hope that it will give some food for thought. As Tom Bombadil is mysterious by design, this video will be broken up into two sections. The first will cover all of the facts that we know about the character, and the second will examine a few theories that try and explain these facts. Tom Bombadil appeared to be an old man, at least to hobbit eyes, and stood about 5 feet tall. Tom lived in the depths of the Old Forest, located east of the Shire, although it's unclear if he always dwelled here or not. During the Third Age, Tom dwelled in a small cabin in the forest with his wife, Goldberry. He had some contact with some of the local hobbits, and possibly took on some of their whimsical qualities. At least a few of the notable leaders in Middle-earth knew of Tom, including Elrond and Gandalf. During the War of the Ring, Frodo and his companions departed the Shire and traveled through the Old Forest. The hobbits believed that the Old Forest contained a sense of malice, and would lash out at anyone traveling through it. The forest was originally part of a much larger, older forest, but large sections of it had been torn down and burned throughout the ages. In the depths of the forest, and perhaps in control of part of it, was a great willow tree known as Old Man Willow, who was possibly an Ent. Old Man Willow had cast a spell on the traveling hobbits, causing them to fall asleep. Merry and Pippin were entangled by the trunk of the tree, and Frodo fell into the river. Samwise managed to break the spell on himself and save Frodo, but was helpless in saving Merry and Pippin. Tom Bombadil suddenly appeared while singing, and said he could help rescue them. Tom claimed that he knew the tune for Old Man Willow, and could sing his roots off. He approached the tree, and began singing in a low voice, causing Merry and Pippin to be promptly released. Tom took the four hobbits back to his cabin, where they also met Goldberry, a beautiful and seemingly young woman who claimed to be the daughter of the river. The hobbits spent 2 nights with Tom and Goldberry, who told them tales and sang songs. When Frodo asked Goldberry exactly who Tom Bombadil is, she replied with, "He is," before adding that he is the master of wood, water, and hill. Frodo then asked if the Old Forest belonged to Tom, but she said no, merely that Tom Bombadil is the master, and that he has no fear. When they proceeded to later ask Tom himself who he is, he replied with, "Eldest, that's what I am. Tom remembers the first raindrop and the first acorn. When the elves passed westward, Tom was here already, before the seas were bent. He knew the dark under the stars when it was fearless, before the Dark Lord came from outside." That is all that was said about Tom Bombadil's nature, but through a series of clever questions, Tom prodded Frodo into revealing the One Ring. When Tom took the ring and put it on, he did not disappear. He then proceeded to toss it into the air and make it vanish, before causing it to reappear and giving it back to Frodo with a smile. Shortly after, Frodo put the ring on his finger and disappeared, but Tom could still see him. Tom finally sent them on their way, teaching them a song to sing if they should fall into any danger. When the hobbits were captured by a wight in the Barrow Downs, Frodo remembered to sing the song Tom taught them, and suddenly Tom Bombadil opened an entrance to the Barrow Downs while singing a song. The song caused the wight to flee and broke the spell keeping the other hobbits asleep. Tom proceeded to give them 4 daggers found in the barrows, and explained that they were crafted by the Dúnedain in their war against the Witch King of Angmar. At the Council of Elrond, Tom Bombadil is spoken of by Elrond and Gandalf. Elrond states that Tom was older than old, even during the elder days of Middle-earth, and wonders if he should have been invited to the council. Gandalf says that he would not have come, and to think not that he has power over the One Ring, but rather that the ring has no power over him. Another on the council wonders if they should take the ring to Tom for safekeeping, as Tom seems to have complete power over his domain. But Gandalf disagrees. He believes that Tom would possibly agree to keep the ring there, but would not understand why, or he would possibly forget about it or throw it away. Another elf believes that even if Tom held the ring, Sauron would find out, and Tom would not be able to defend his domain forever. These are more or less the facts as presented in Lord of the Rings. Throughout the years, there have been a number of theories created to try and explain the nature of Tom Bombadil. I will present these theories as best I can, and leave it to you to decide for yourself. The first theory is that Tom Bombadil is in fact Eru Iluvatar himself, the creator god, or an avatar of him. This theory largely stems from Goldberry stating he is when asked about Tom, which to most readers appears to reference the biblical scene of Moses asking God what his name is, to which the reply is, I am, or I am that I am. The flaw in this theory is that Tolkien specifically disproved it in a letter. The second theory is that Tom is either a Vala or a Maia, one of the angelic beings who helped create and shape the world. These beings are certainly capable of impressive power, and this would also account for Tom's immortality. Unfortunately, there are also a few flaws in this theory as well. For one, all the Valar are accounted for and named, so unless Tom is one of them that has been in disguise for ages, this seems unlikely. He could be a Maia, as those are unnumbered, but he states himself that he was here on Arda before the Dark Lord came from outside. This most likely means that he was present when Arda was first created, before the Ainur came to shape it. Depending on your interpretation of Tom's words, and him possibly coming to Arda on his own before the others, he could potentially be a Maia. Among the more abstract theories is that Tom is potentially a physical embodiment of the planet of Arda itself. At the Council of Elrond, it is stated that power to defy our enemy is not in him, unless such power is in the Earth itself. While we have no way of assuring how accurate the elves are in their thoughts about Tom, and there is really little supporting evidence for this theory, we do see Tom's effects and feelings on the One Ring. The ring has no power over him, and Tom seems unable to affect the ring itself, implying that Tom is of a different order than the Maiar or people of Middle-earth. While there aren't many direct contradictions to this theory, a lack of evidence leaves it up to reader interpretation. As an extension of the previous theory, the last theory I will present to you is that Tom is actually a physical embodiment of the spirit of the music of the Ainur that sang the world into creation. This theory stems from Tom being a spirit most closely associated with music, and Tom continues to use songs to showcase his power. Music is very central to Tom's character, and the theory states that Tom is the spirit of the music of creation, just as a nature spirit represents a specific aspect of nature. This would certainly account for Tom being on Arda before the rest of the Ainur, as he would literally be the first being present when the world was created. This theory delves into a very abstract and deep view of Tolkien's works, but is the only theory here that accounts for his love of singing and his power of music. Overall, Tolkien definitely left room in his works for greater mysteries, such as the nature of Ungoliant, the nameless things gnawing on the world under the Misty Mountains, and of course Tom Bombadil. While we almost certainly won't ever receive any sort of clear answer on what Tom was or was intended to be, Tolkien himself said that even in a mythical age, there must be some enigmas, as there always are. If you are hoping to finish this video with a clear understanding of Tom Bombadil, then I must apologize. But some things are better left as mysteries.